Heal Thyself, Using a Holistic Approach with Dr. Eric Madrid.
Hey everyone, today we're going to discuss a common medication that's used for diabetes, and there are some serious side effects that can occur from this medication. So if you or a family member have diabetes, chances are you're either taking this medication or you've taken it in the past. This medication is called metformin, right? Also known by a different brand name such as Glucophage, Glumetza, Fortamet, Riomet, and Glucophage XR. The name may vary depending on where you live in the world. Metformin has been used for at least several decades to help minimize blood sugar levels. It's usually a first-line therapy, and this medication has an overall very good safety profile. However, it can cause some nutritional deficiencies that many doctors frequently do not know about, and also many patients do not know about. So if you are on metformin, again, I don't recommend that you stop it. Make sure you continue to take it. But there's a few things that you probably want to get checked out for. And one of these is a vitamin B12 deficiency. Vitamin B12 is a very important vitamin, important for brain health. It's important for neurologic health. Also important overall for your blood cells. And when one is deficient in it, they can actually have a type of anemia called macrocytic anemia. So you're going to want to make sure that if you're taking metformin that you get this vitamin B12 level checked at least once or twice a year. Once would probably be sufficient. And when you do the blood test, optimal B12 levels should be above 500 picograms per milliliter. Normally, most labs will report normal being between 200 and 1100. So again, if your doctor says your B12 level is normal, I wouldn't necessarily accept that at face value. Make sure you know the exact value of your vitamin B12. There's other ways to check up for a vitamin B12 deficiency, and this includes measuring one's homocysteine level and also what's called methylmalonic acid. Both of these blood tests would be elevated if a person has a B12 deficiency. Sometimes a B12 level will actually be normal and homocysteine and methylmalonic will be elevated. So vitamin B12 deficiency, also super important for brain health. So you need to make sure that you have optimal levels, especially if you have some kind of memory issues or early form of dementia. Now, ironically, diabetes is, or Alzheimer's disease has actually been called type 3 diabetes. Researchers have realized that if you have diabetes, you're at increased risk for dementia and Alzheimer's disease. So again, controlling your blood sugar or, you know, reducing your diabetes, which we'll talk about in other videos, is super important. Now, other deficiencies or other nutrients that can be affected with metformin include vitamin B6, which is also important for nerve health, and coenzyme Q10, which again is important for your mitochondria, which are the powerhouses of your cells, and also important for your heart health overall. So again, if you are low on, if you're taking metformin, consider checking a vitamin B6 and a coenzyme Q10 level using a blood test. However, again, these frequently are not covered by insurance, so it may be cheaper and to simply take extra vitamin B6 and coenzyme Q10. Sometimes these supplements can be found in a multivitamin, but usually not in the levels that are necessary. So what is the recommended dosing? If you need vitamin B12, you should be taking between 500 to 1,000 micrograms per day. Again, vitamin B12 is water-soluble, so you'll simply urinate out any extra vitamins that you do not need. It will make the urine a little bit more yellow in color. Vitamin B6 usually is going to be dosed anywhere between 25 and 100 milligrams per day, and coenzyme Q10 should be taken at least 50 milligrams per day. So I hope you find this information useful. Please make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel. Also, I'm on Instagram at EricMadridMD and on Twitter at EricMadridMD. Thank you and have a great day.